Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by...
Joseph Avila, Assistant News Editor.
Vincent Ta, Photography Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Today we're going to be talking about the ecstasy bust that happened on February 24th, as well as some of the other crimes that have been happening around campus. And we're going to be talking about finals and spring break as well. But before we talk about all of that, we're going to talk about the Oscars, because Leonardo DiCaprio won his first Oscar. Finally. Yes. Were you guys excited?
No. Oh.
I was so excited. We had the live stream up when we were putting together the paper on Sunday. We were watching it all evening long. We were just waiting till Leo won, because we all kind of knew Leo was going to win.
I haven't seen the movie that he won for. I want to see it, but...
I heard it's really, really gory, and that's what's, like, playing me out.
The Revenant.
Yeah.
Whenever I saw the previews, I was just kind of confused. I was like, okay, there's snow, there's a bear. Like, I didn't really know what was going on, but apparently it's really good, so I will watch it.
I think it's good that he decided to dedicate his acceptance speech to, like, climate change. And
yes,
people,
that made me really happy.
Like the indigenous peoples of the world. That was really cool. But otherwise, I don't really care too much about the Oscars. But it's very culturally very culturally impactful. I know that in some city in Mexico somewhere, people were like partying and celebrating Leo's win. So that's big.
What about Spotlight, the movie that won Best Picture, about the newspaper team, the Boston Globe?
I want to see that
now,
too.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's about them uncovering the scandal of priests in Boston molesting children. It's really, really powerful.
Yeah, I really want to see it now. A lot of the movies, actually, a few of them I'd heard of, but a lot of them I hadn't, so I want to watch them now. And I heard Mad Max won a lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot of visual things, because that was just, visually, that was a great movie.
Makes me want to watch it, even though initially, like, it just seemed like an action-packed, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It's not very deep or anything like that. It's very, superficially takes on themes that are relevant to the times, like water and feminism, but it's a good movie to watch otherwise.
Okay. Yeah, I think I want to see that one, too. Did The Martian win anything?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Okay, because I think it was nominated for a few things, but yeah. What did you guys think about Chris Rock's opening?
Oh, Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And everything. And his hosting in general, I guess.
Well, this week we're actually going to be taking on the Oscars in our editorial for The Highlander, so look out for that. But I mean, I guess we could share a little more on that. Vincent, do you want to?
Yeah, it's more of a critique on... Chris Rock's monologue throughout the Oscars and kind of his like race-sensitive stuff, like bringing out Stacey Dash or the Asian accounting joke. Just a lot of it was kind of odd. I thought the Girl Scout thing where he was just having Girl Scouts selling cookies like during the show was just kind of weird.
Yeah, a lot of it. I mean, the whole Stacey Dash thing, I just saw a clip of that and I was like, that was really awkward.
So cringe.
And now hearing about everything else, I'm just like, what was going on?
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder. Like, he talks in his opening monologue, he talked about how racist Hollywood is and about, how important it is that we, or at least not how important it is, but he definitely called Hollywood out for being racist. But then throughout his show, he did make jokes that could be construed, that definitely were, like, obviously racist. Like Vincent mentioned, the one about the Asian accounting, the little kids. Just like is further perpetuating a stereotype of Asians as like good with numbers, or they're really smart and they should be good with good at math. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you really want to call out racism in Hollywood, or do you just want to perpetuate it? You can't just I think that sometimes this is framed as like a white thing and a black thing, and that's it. But there are so many more minorities that are underrepresented and stereotyped in Hollywood that really should be spotlighted or, you know, paid attention to.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if he wanted to do his whole opening about how, how it's wrong that certain minorities aren't represented in Hollywood, and then go on to, like, make a joke like that. It's like you have to you gotta make sure your message is, I don't know, strong.
Consistent,
and, like,
at least.
Yeah, consistent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's everyone's awkward. Getting more sensitive. You have to have all your bases covered.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully next year they'll get it together as far as nominations go, and I don't know, whoever hosts it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. Now we'll talk about drugs. Dun, dun, dun. So, there was an ecstasy bust on February 24th. They arrested a man, and he basically received a package with over 1,000 ecstasy pills. And the package came from the Netherlands. And was disguised as like a jigsaw puzzle, and then they went back to his place and found a lot more drugs. So, yeah, the whole thing was pretty crazy, I guess. What did you guys think when you heard it?
I mean, it was really, I wouldn't say surprising, but it was definitely like obviously newsworthy. Like, that's, what was it? Altogether, it was combined like $23,000 worth of drugs. That's a lot. That's a lot of drugs to have on you at once.
Yeah. I guess he figured he was, like, in a good place around a college campus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I think taking the time to put it in a puzzle box, like, it's a little bit, like, it's smart. Like, it's for a drug, you know, if you're trafficking. I'm not endorsing, like, drug trafficking whatsoever. Yeah. But, like, the fact that he put it in a puzzle box kind of was smart thinking, I guess. Well, and not too smart, I guess, since he was intercepted and now he's in jail. But yeah, I could see the connections there, the logic there to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think in general about, like, I don't know, college campus and, like, I don't know, the college culture, kind of like drugs and everything, mm-hmm. Like that? Like, what do you think students should keep in mind regarding all of that?
Well, where I'm from, like in the desert, there's a lot of drugs that pass through there, and a lot of people out there don't really have too much like things to do, so they do drugs. So like back in like 2010 or like a couple years before that, there was like a big rave culture. Apart from the big raves, it was like homegrown like rave culture, and I've seen a lot of people do lots of ecstasy, and it really, like, the thing you should keep in mind is that it's not something that you should be doing like your entire life, like, you know, like there are repercussions yeah. for doing ecstasy, like especially you know, it messes with the chemicals in your brain. You take it, it's like it's a momentary pick me up, but afterwards it's not, you know, it's not something that you should be doing all your life. And I know people, you know, just friends and just acquaintances that just do a lot of ecstasy, and I think that you should keep in mind that it's there are repercussions for what you for taking ecstasy. Yeah,
right.
Vincent, what is your take on all this?
Exactly.
He was only 21 years old.
Yeah. Apparently, he's not affiliated at all with UCR,
right.
But
he's from Tahunga.
Yeah. I don't know, were you
great
surprised
name.
That it got intercepted? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the press release from the police didn't really give much details. It just said that Homeland Security intercepted it, followed to the house. It seemed pretty...
Homeland Security intercepted it?
Yeah. From the press release, it seemed just kind of easy. Like they intercepted the package, but then they let it go to his house, and like he must have, I don't know if he was smart about it or just like a hiccup, but it really cost him like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is only one of the many things
right.
that have been going down. There was a student robbed at gunpoint for her hoverboard. You may know of these as the really annoying
trendy
transportation devices being used around campus. But I don't know, that's pretty scary
yeah.
to think about, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, how do you think that students can be safer around campus?
I think a hoverboard was like $300-$400.
Right.
There are students walking around with like expensive headphones and all that stuff. And it's like, I sometimes walk around with my camera, which is pretty expensive too. And it's I try to put in my backpack if it's late at night. And mm-hmm. hoverboards are, I guess, are hard to, like, because by using it, you have to have it out in the open. But this is the first case, I think, that UCR has experienced with hoverboard theft. And I think the trend is dying down. I don't know about you, but I've been seeing less and less hoverboards around campus. So hopefully
I think that's true.
Hopefully this brings an end to hoverboards.
I think it'll probably definitely scare a lot of people.
It's so funny seeing like a boyfriend and a girlfriend with like the boyfriend on the hoverboard and the girlfriend like holding hands walking next to him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think about it all the time just because like you're right. Like students walk around with a lot of expensive things and like me myself, I don't know, just working for the paper too, like when I'm walking back to my apartment it's always pretty late and I have these really bright big like green headphones I wear all the time and like depending on how late it is sometimes I just won't wear them but sometimes I'm just like forget it, like I just want to listen to music on my way back but I'm like man I don't know I probably look like a Target kind of right now. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely something to think about.
I guess people can just be more aware of your surroundings. Like, don't go into, like, if you have a hoverboard, don't go into, like, a really darkly lidded area or just, you know.
Yeah
but I feel like she thought she was safe because she was with a friend.
True.
Yeah, which is surprising.
Yeah, you're always told, like, when you're going somewhere, if it's, like, late or, like, you know, try not to go places by yourself. Like, have someone there with you and then, like.
Right.
Didn't help her.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty scary. Do you guys think that there are any ways that the campus can try to keep students safer, too?
I think no. I mean, not really. Like, you can't really predict these things. Like, mm-hmm. There's not much precautions you can do aside from being aware of your surroundings or having a friend or something. But as evident from this theft, it's not really. Sometimes those things don't work, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what the campus would be able to do aside from, like, hold our hand to, like, you know, all the way to
campus
our...
Escort.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But even then, like, I'm sure you can... a bold criminal or a bold person will still go after you if you have a campus escort. Like, it's not going to stop them if they have a gun or something. Not to scare anybody, but...
True. Yeah. Yeah, I guess at a certain point, there's not really much anyone can do. You just have to try to take precaution, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Along with more scary things, there was a man shot at White Park, I believe. There was a confrontation between him and someone else.
Two other people, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, so you guys heard about
that? I heard about that, yeah.
I don't know. I think it was just like a lot at once because there's also a woman's body found
in the Kmart parking lot right where I live.
Yeah. 52-year-old woman. They're not sure, but they think she was hit by a car. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot.
Yeah, that area right there, like I think that night I was going to walk home, but thankfully Osama, who is assistant sports editor, he gave me a ride home. But I would have walked around in that area. It's a really dark Kmart area, Stater Brothers, like, you know, shopping center areas. It's not the safest place. And I was talking to my roommate about it, and he was just like, it would be scary if, like, I recognized who she was because we do walk there a lot of the times. And there's some sketchy people. There's just, like, you know, people who are homeless, or there's people who are probably, you know, doing drugs right there, because you definitely see a lot of people hopping around and doing weird stuff right there. So, I mean, it's not that it doesn't surprise me, but I used to, like, joke. Now I can't really joke about this anymore, but I used to say, like, oh, in this area you might find, like, a dead body one day, but... That actually happened, so it's kind of weird. It doesn't scare me, though, because, like, I don't know why it doesn't scare me, but, like, you can't really be afraid of things like this, like these crimes that happen or things like this. Like, it's just part of life. Like, life is scary. Life's unpredictable. You can't do much to prevent it aside from be as safe as you can, but,
true.
Like I said before, you can't predict these things. Vincent, what is your take?
What do you think about Riverside's, I don't know, environment?
I actually had a friend who got accepted here with me, and then when she went to orientation with her parents, when she visited campus with her parents, they decided to not have her go here just because the area didn't seem very great. It's surprising that the area can decide how, if like you want your children to go there. But for me, mm-hmm. it was like the school area is fine. A little towards downtown, down University gets kind of sketchy. Around that Kmart and Jack in the Box, there's always like a lot of homeless people jaywalking there. And but as long as you're not, I feel like, associated with that culture and you stay like vigilant, you'll be fine. Unless some crazy things, crazy like, you know, cosmic event happens, you're more or less like safe.
Cosmic event. Yeah. Also, I know that around college campuses, just in general, crime is higher. Right. So no matter where you go, if you're around a college campus, there's probably going to be like robbery and stuff like that. And just because students are generally more their targets, like they're easy targets. Like you can scare a student mm-hmm. easily. They usually carry stuff
laptops
on them.
Laptops.
Yeah.
All stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So this spike in crime, or at least visibly, because I'm sure Riverside experiences, obviously it doesn't experience things to this extent, but like there's crime that goes on all the time in this area. So it's just, it's said that it was so close to home, I think, that we took notice of it. Because yeah, the shooting was in White Park, and that's right in downtown, like right near the Wells Fargo and the subway and the Greyhound bus station. It's like right in that little area.
Yeah. Me myself, like, I don't know, it can get scary when you hear about it all the time. You're always getting updates from UCPD, like this and that happened and all this stuff. But I kind of feel the same way you do. Like, at a certain point, there's not much you can do. Like, you can try to stay safe and everything, but you just kind of have to hope for the best, which can be scary too,
right.
But you know. Well, if you are just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. So, finals are coming up because it is week 9 already. So, what are you guys thinking? Are you excited to almost be done? But, like, how are you going to take on your finals?
I don't really have a strategy, and I haven't had real strategy for the last 4 or 5 years. I'm just going to hope for the best, hope that some cosmic event doesn't disrupt my finals week. But yeah, once I'm done with finals week, I'll be done for life. So
your last done is my
last quarter.
Leaving us.
Yeah, so that's going to be scary and interesting and fun all together. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know about finals. I just checked my final schedule today, actually. And it's like, I should start studying, but I won't until like week 10. you know, those nights in Orbach where the trash cans are like filled high.
Oh my
just,
God.
It's gross. Orbach is so gross during finals week. It's also kind of gross throughout the quarter. I've stopped by there a couple times this quarter and I realize it's kind of gross throughout. But it'll be my second last quarter. Mm-hmm. Can't fail any classes, because if I fail any classes, I won't reach 180 units. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I am looking forward to all those Snapchats and those memes that you usually get around finals week, where people just, like, you'll see people, like, camping out, like, sleeping on, like, you know, on the freaking, on the desks. Or you'll see people with their, like, rice cookers right next to them. Like, that was one of the funnier ones, like, last year, something like that. So can't wait for those as well.
The struggle is definitely real during it. It's like, and I'll see people and it's like, you can tell they don't even care. Like, they just look however they look. They'll be bringing their blankets and like end up like, do you, homie, man? I know it's hard. Yep. Like, just try to survive. Yep. But at least at the end of finals will be spring break. Do you guys have any spring break plans?
Aside from Big Bear?
Oh, yes.
Not really.
For anyone listening, Big Bear is our little trip together as a newspaper. So, yes, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I don't really have plans. I'll be around Riverside, like Torrance, just hanging out, relaxing. It's great. It's great that we don't have homework like what high school
True.
And some other colleges do. Semester systems, so you can just like chill out and do nothing productive. That's
yeah.
the goal.
I think that's my goal too. I'm just gonna sleep like a lot.
Yep, sleep lots of
and
sleep.
Eat, man. And eat. I feel like I've been struggling out here. My roommate just buys me food all the time, though. Shout out to my roommate. Goodness. But spring break's always, I don't know. I wish it was longer, but hey, a week's cool, I guess. And it's always pretty fun. In this issue for this week, we have our guide survey. Basically, this is kind of our guide to things around UCR, at UCR, you know, some of our favorite things, favorite restaurants, favorite kind of hideaway spots around campus, favorite professors, things like that. So, were you guys surprised by any of the results, or like, what were some of your favorite things on the survey?
I didn't have any of the professors, which kind of sucked. But I know a lot of my friends have Sean D. Jasso, who got SOBA professor. So shout out to him, I guess.
Yeah.
I sat in on a class for Thomas Tsai. He's a psych professor, I believe. He's really funny. Like, I've literally never seen a professor so engaging and so funny. It's like it was like part stand-up act, like successful stand-up act, and part like really cool psych lecture. So it's cool to see Thomas Tsai there.
That's great. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's really good. Only because sometimes classes can just get, you're just sitting there, and then at a certain point, you're just daydreaming or whatever. So it's good when a professor can kind of make it fun, but you know, be engaging and things like that.
Yeah.
I was happy that, some of the responses for the vegetarian restaurant section were very nice, but we have a nice little section about a place called Oasis Cafe, so I think I'm going to check that out.
Cool.
But
I've not been to Punjab Palace, but I'd like to go, because Indian food, I don't think I had eaten Indian food before college, and then I ate it here, and it was really bomb.
Yes.
So if really Punjab, good. If Punjab Palace is like at the top, then I gotta check that out.
Yeah. In our entertainment section, the Bad, Bad, Not Good concert. I'm still really upset that I missed it, because like it seemed like it really was one of the best.
How long ago was that? It was like last year, I think.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
That was a really good performance. Year. Like, I had never heard of Bad, Bad, Not Good as well. They just put on a really good performance. The energy at the barn was just, it was probably the best performance that I had seen in the barn. They were really interactive with the crowd. The crowd was really interactive with them. A lot of people came out too. So that was cool.
They're going to Coachella, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. They're moving on up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they were in-house band a couple of years ago, maybe a year or two ago, but yeah, Coachella.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
We have some also good stuff on lifestyle things. There's like places to kind of get away on campus, and like talk about a few places like the Botanical Gardens, which is a very nice place if you've never been up there. I feel like, I don't know, people probably know about it, but I hadn't really gone. I think my first time going was like only a little bit ago, but it was really nice when I went. And
they have that like plant sale every year. You should try going next year. Yeah, it's really nice.
Cool.
You can like walk around the botanic gardens. Yeah, I went to the plant sale with our old sports editor Darren Bruno last year, and we got some pretty cool stuff. I think all of our plants died, but it was still a cool way to kind of walk around the botanical gardens.
I think it's funny that the graduate lounge balcony is on the favorite UCR hideaway, because I've been there multiple times and been kicked out by angry graduate students multiple times.
No.
Yeah, they're like, it's only for graduate students, so you can't really come in here. But I mean, it's understandable, I guess, but just as long as make sure that you're, or at least you pretend that you're a graduate student when you go there, because you might be kicked out. So, and I really like that Tio's Tacos is under Favorite Gallery or Museum, because that place is just really awesome. It's like the guy, if you ever see him there, who does the art, he's really nice, and he likes to talk to people who are walking around. But yeah, just like to throw a little academics in here. There's this in Chicano studies, there's this idea of rascuache, and it's like the DIY like kind of way that you know, Mexicans go about making art and just like reappropriating things for themselves. And if you ever want to get a good idea of what rascuache means, go to Tio's Tacos, and that's like pure definition of that. It's really great. Great food and drinks and atmosphere. So
yeah, it's definitely really cool. I think my first time ever going was for a little KUCR like Highlander banquet.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
that's
that was my first time there, and like it was really cool. You just walk around looking like all the art, and then like sit down, eat some really good food. So yeah, definitely a cool place to check out.
Yeah.
Well, before we end the show, we're going to give a little shout out to the women's basketball team, because after their win against Hawaii, that was like their 15th consecutive win and second Big West regular season title in the history of the program. So they've been doing amazing. So a shout out to you guys, making us look really good out here. And yeah. Well, this has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. Good luck with your finals, and have a very fun and relaxing spring break.
Tune in to my show, The Wiretap, on KUCR 88.3 FM on this channel, Thursdays from 1 to 2.
Good luck with finals. Don't stress out too much, but know that these grades are important and might determine the rest of your life, and have fun.
Well, no pressure, guys. No pressure. Thank you for listening.